USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect who parked a suspicious vehicle in front of the Library of Congress claiming to have a bomb has been taken into custody without incident. The suspect is Floyd Roy Roseberry of Grover, North Carolina. Tom Manger is chief of the Capitol Hill Police Department, and he has some background on the suspect.
The little bit of criminal history that we were able to determine was in the state of North Carolina, and it was nothing that serious.
Authorities say there is no reason to believe the suspect was not working alone. The Biden administration has no plans to extend the enhanced unemployment benefit of $300. Congress approved the money to help the unemployed get through the economic downturn caused by the pandemic. It expires the first week of September. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
How the Taliban was able to take over Kabul is still on the minds of many.
Military leaders under the Biden administration were caught off guard when the Taliban overran Afghanistan in 11 days. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on Wednesday.
The time frame of a rapid collapse, that was widely estimated and ranged from weeks to months and even years following our departure. There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Milley also pledged to evacuate Afghans who have supported the U.S. military. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is forgiving about $6 billion in student loans from those who are totally and permanently disabled. The decision impacts about 323,000 individuals who owe about $5.8 billion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
COVID-19 booster shots are one step away from starting next month. President Biden confirms it'll happen once the FDA approves of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines beyond emergency use. The plan is for adults to get a third vaccine dose 8 months after their second shot. First in line will be healthcare providers, nursing home residents, and other seniors. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary says there's no science behind everyone needing a booster shot.
The strength by which this recommendation was made so universally for every American was entirely disproportional to any supporting evidence whatsoever. We know breakthrough infections are a little more common as we get out. I'm not sure if they're avoidable. Breakthrough infections are going to be seasonal. COVID will become a seasonal virus that's endemic and very mild. But the way in which you saw such a strong recommendation without any supporting data that a booster reduces the risk of severe illness or death, that's my concern. I will not be getting a booster myself.
The former president of the pharmaceutical company behind OxyContin says his family does not bear any responsibility for the opioid crisis. Dr. Richard Sackler making his comments in a video testimony for a bankruptcy confirmation hearing for Purdue Pharma on Thursday. The hearing was meant to restructure the company and settle all lawsuits filed against it for its alleged part in the opioid epidemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.